And welcome to you all. It is Portia and the Guides. And our topic this week is standing in your truth. We ask you to consider this. How often do you truly stand in your truth and stay standing in your truth, regardless of reactions and responses from the outside? You may feel that in some situations you don't know your truth, but this is not correct. Dear ones, your heart, which is the heart of God, always knows the truth. It is clear, like a sounding bell that rings throughout your system. When you feel you don't know your truth, it is because you are afraid of the response, that you may feel you will not be loved or you will be harmed and hurt by your truth and expressing your truth. This is quite a challenge for human beings we see, to stand in their truth, the light of their truth. The counterpoint and resistance to this comes from your ego mind. Perhaps it remembers that when you spoke your truth as a child, you were punished. And so your mind took a note and said, oh, maybe expressing my true feelings, my truth, will bring me harm and punishment. So the next time, you dialed back your truth. Also, the human mind often believes or talks to you in this way to say, if you express your truth, you will hurt another. So don't do that. Dear ones, the truth is God, good, love, light, expressing itself through you into the earth realm. How can this harm or damage life? It is not possible. Yes, there may be times when you experience the truth, your truth, what your truth is telling you, and then you ask God for guidance. How do I express this? Your motives are the key here. If you are simply expressing your truth, to express it, and it is not meant to dig into another or to make another right or to change their minds, it is simply your expression of what you know to be true to you. And then you must allow your truth to be present and observe, yes, if you will, what happens in the outer picture. If someone becomes agitated or warlike towards you or wants to push you back off of your truth, simply observe this and feel the protection of God in the light of your truth. You are actually watching the truth manifest into the third dimension and do its good work. It is doing its good work, and we ask you to trust this. Even though the picture may look disturbed and your mind may want you to back away from your truth and to try to make things better or to make the other person comfortable or to say something that will make you step away from your truth. What we see and know is when you tamp down your truth, it is about your integrity. And when you step back or make your truth more palatable, for example, to others, the part of you that knows the truth within recognizes this. And it is difficult for you because you have stepped back from your integrity, your honesty, your truthfulness. This is something we ask you to check out this week. How often do you masquerade around your truth so that others love you, so that others think you're a good person, a nice person, so that it keeps your status, according to your ego, firmly in place because you are not living in your truth. And your truth might appear to your ego that it puts you outside of love, outside of companionship, outside of the love of your family. This is a lie. When you speak your truth and you are coming from unconditional love for yourself, for life, for God, for the earth, no harm and damage can come to life, to you, to others, to life. Allow the truth to flow through you. Be open to it. Listen to it. Hear it. And follow it. It will be a blessing to all of life. Our love and blessings are with you always. Namaste.